How did the pandas in Kung Fu Panda forget how to use chi?
I don't know it, okay? No one does. Maybe we used to, but not anymore.
Well, according to the Paws of Destiny, pandas originally became deeply connected to chi hundreds of years ago because the pandas established their first village above the source of all chi in the universe, known as the Wellspring.
Pandas?
Yes. Pandas.
Over time, the pandas became empowered by the Wellspring to guard it, and for generations, they spent their lives studying and mastering the guardian chi that flowed through them. High in the mountains, the pandas' homeland became a place of endless power and ancient healing. But then, why did the connection go away? Well, everything changed when the creator of Kung Fu discovered their secret village. The small exposure to the outside world would inevitably unleash a great villain upon the pandas who would completely destroy their way of life. Oh, and by the way, whether you're new here or you're a returning viewer, if you like Kung Fu Panda discussions like this one, consider subscribing for more. And if you'd like to support everything I do here in a big way, consider becoming a member of the channel. After 10 years of making videos, I don't often have sponsorships or brand deals on my videos. It's through people like you watching my videos and directly supporting me that I'm able to continue to make videos that celebrate the magic of animation. You'll get things like ears by your username, I have a private Discord server, and I also do weekly live streams that I think are really fun. So consider going deeper with our community by joining today. Now, traditionally, the pandas never shared their knowledge of chi with the outside world. I mean, typically, they would fight off anyone who arrived to their village. But, of course, they did share everything they knew with one wise tortoise. You see, the panda guardians not only agreed to heal the great master Oogway when he arrived at their home with nearly fatal injuries, but they also agreed to teach Oogway and his brother-in-arms Kai how to master chi. As we all know, though, Kai inevitably became corrupted by his desire to hoard the chi of others for himself.
He saw that what could be given could also be taken.
Which forced his closest friend to stop him by banishing him to the spirit realm. Master Oogway did all that he could to keep the panda guardians and the secret panda village safe. But unfortunately, a new villain would rise who was so powerful that he would threaten the very existence of the Wellspring itself. You see, eventually, Oogway's journey in the mountains had to continue. At some point, he needed to return to the Valley of Peace, and I believe his great adventure across China culminated when he met the dragon named Jin Dao, who would rise to become the first dragon master. Now, we know Jin Dao would go on to have four students of his own, who he would train in the art of Kung Fu, so I assume Oogway must have embraced him as a student for some time before Jin Dao formed his own collection of heroes who would be known as the Four Constellations. Together, Jin Dao and his four pupils were so good, wise, and powerful that the universe forged within each of them a unique kind of spiritual energy known as Hero's Chi. Now, each of the five warriors received different colored chi. The dragon student received blue chi, red went to the phoenix, white was bestowed to the tiger, black was given to the tortoise, and Jin Dao accepted the golden chi. With that power, they could increase their kung fu skills, enhance their chi moves, and unleash cosmic abilities unlike anyone else across China. And at first, they used those powers for good. Unfortunately, though, Jin Dao faced a similar fate to Kai, as he became corrupted by the golden chi that he had been bestowed with, as his thirst for power eventually became unquenchable. And in his need for more power, he set his sights on taking the Wellspring and its unlimited chi for himself. Of course, Oogway wasn't going to let the Dragon Master take over the world while he was alive, though, so he commissioned a close friend of his to create an enchanted spirit urn to trap Jin Dao. But the urn would not make it to the Four Constellations before the Dragon Master attacked the Wellspring. The four warriors desperately wanted to get Oogway a scroll to tell him that they would be unable to imprison their master, but the Four Constellations' battle with Jin Dao erupted too soon for them to tell Oogway the truth. On the day their master went after the source of all chi in the universe, the Four Constellations sacrificed themselves to hide the Wellspring from the Dragon Master and the rest of the world. And unfortunately, by locking the Wellspring away, the pandas became disconnected from its power. Slowly, the pandas forgot about their duty to be panda guardians. And as time went on, the pandas embraced their love of noodles, relaxation, and family. And without a reason to remain hidden in the mountains, some pandas went on to reveal themselves to the world. They left their ancestral homeland behind to establish panda villages across China. And one of the most famous villages that was built was set up just beyond the walls of the glorious Gongmen City. Of course, though, the pandas' good fortunes would not last. After generations of living peacefully outside of the mountains, Lord Shen began a genocide against the pandas. In an effort to stop a prophecy that foretold of his defeat by a warrior of black and white, Shen's massacres forced every panda to go back into hiding. To the rest of the world, though, it seemed like pandas had been wiped off the planet, except for one. There was only one baby panda who survived and did not return to the secret panda village, and he was destined to help the pandas return to greatness once more. After a long journey to the Valley of Peace, this baby was raised by an expert noodle maker. He fell in love with Kung Fu as a child, and on the day Master Oogway chose the Dragon Warrior, he was the one who descended from the sky on a ball of fire. Po was that panda, and he would not only defeat Lord Shen before he could conquer China, but he would also teach the pandas how to master Qi and unleash the wellspring into the world once more. The pandas may have been disconnected from their knowledge and power for hundreds of years, but through the Dragon Warrior, they were able to see that they could once again be guardians. I'm Isaac Carlson, thanks for watching, and I hope you have a magical day.